Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, so it turns out that almost a fifth of the alcohol in circulation in South Africa is fake.
I can believe it.
I don't mean illicit. It's fake. I'll describe the difference. The difference is if it's illicit, for example, it can be a real bottle of Hennessy or whatever it is, but smuggled through the border so people don't have to pay any kind of levy or tax on it.
Tariffs, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing. But this is fake. It's not the true brand what you think you are buying. And here's the kicker. So usually, you know, like fake goods you find at a certain type of outlet. This has made its way to mainstream outlets as well. So even in the clubs, they are selling alcohol, which is fake. Now, again, I mean, I'm not a drinker, so I don't know. But I always assumed that if I drank, I would drink for, I guess, an objective. I don't think I'd be a recreational drinker just to be like, I like the taste of the brandy. I think if I drank, being the person that I am, I'd drink for the objective of getting drunk. Now, yes, this fake alcohol.
At the risk of alcoholism, winner.
No, but who's to say I want to get drunk often? You don't know, maybe I'd want to get drunk once a year.
Yeah.
But I'll drink for the sole purpose of getting drunk. It's like when I ask people, why do you eat hot food? Why do you eat hot food?
It's nice.
There's nothing nice about that.
For you.
No, I guess a lot of people actually drink, you know, for that purpose. And then the problem is, which has now given birth to this fake alcohol, is now some people drink because of the brand and the label. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people get duped because a lot of people will say, I like a particular brand. But if I pour same kind of spirit in that bottle, most people can't tell the difference. Yet they claim to be, you know, have an affinity to this very fine tasting brand. But if I put a cheaper variant into the same bottle, people can't tell because they are drinking the label. Some people say I only drink green bottles and not necessarily the contents. And that's why this market of free or fake alcohol is so huge, because the real drinkers can't even tell. But if you know your alcohol, which is very few people will say, nah, man, something is off with this particular bottle.
You're also mixing it with all sorts of other drinks, right?
Another thing.
So now when you're mixing it, it's like, bro, whatever. But now here's the thing.
Yeah.
This fake alcohol will still get you drunk. It's just dangerous because it may also kill you.
Yeah.
You don't know where it's made. Mm-hmm. But it will still get you drunk. It does the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cheaper. Like 50% to 70% cheaper.
It's huge.
Now,
yeah.
I'm sorry. 70% is a lot, Mpo.
It is, but if you're drinking because you like that particular drink, as Saul says, you are more likely to actually know your drink very well. And for me, it matters. For me personally, because I like particular brands because I can distinguish the taste. When somebody gives me a particular drink and I'm like, that's not that. One, I know the smell of my drink. Two, I'm not much of a mixer. I think that's another thing. If anything, you'd mix it with water. But I know what it smells like. I know what it tastes like. If you're going to give me something fake, I will tell you from the first sip, this is not it.
So I look at it from the sort of problems that we faced within the country, right? One, we all know that alcohol exacerbates all the problems that we have in the country.
True.
We have more of a healthcare crisis when alcohol is involved, right?
True.
Crime as well when alcohol is involved.
Mm-hmm. True.
Accidents in a car, I mean, I suppose that can fall under healthcare, but also alcohol is involved.
We see it on festive season.
And see, this is where the economics of it gets interesting to me, because we always speak about the Laffer curve. If you tax something too much, then what you run the risk of doing is sending people to a black market. The sin tax in this country has gotten to a point where people are opting for alternatives, such as fake alcohol, fake cigarettes, because they're like, hey, man, I still need my fix. But I can't afford to buy the real thing now.
True. But then at the same time, let's also not forget that because of all the issues in the country, I mean, when you're listening to the radio, watching television, you get bombarded with information on all the things that are going wrong in the country. A lot of people then feel like, you know what? I need a little bit of alcohol in order to cope with what is happening
She's not
in
wrong.
The country, right? But then, like you say, because I can barely cope with my life as it is, I can barely cope with my finances, I now need that cheaper alternative. So it's all just kind of linked.
Yes.
We're all goishing, guys.
100%. And this is a symptom of that. The fact that there's even a market for fake alcohol. People are making their own during COVID. Do you remember?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
People were willing to buy like take crazy amounts.
Take it or leave it.
For plain gin.
Yeah.
That came in a 5-liter bottle that looks like it should be carrying paraffin.
Yeah. True.
So give us a shout. Mina, hey, when I lay zangzas, I can only just look and listen. But please tell us, why do you personally drink? And would you drink fake alcohol? I always say, yabo mina, if I like labels, I call my pom mina. I've been calling my pom all the time.
Wait, wasn't there an artist recently, a hip-hop artist, who said that, yeah, at some point he stopped buying original Gucci because he felt like fake Gucci's had like the best drip versus the original?
I don't know. I didn't see the story.
No, I'll find you that story. He says he only wears fake Gucci because that's the best drip.
Yeah, I mean, if I was into labels, I wouldn't call my pom. I'm not going to lie. The alcohol thing, I don't know, because now my health would be at risk.
Yeah.
You see, that's the only thing. But like I said, I'd drink just to get drunk.
Health versus cost, though. If my objective is what you are saying, just to get drunk, and I know that drinking is not healthy anyway, would I really care?
Yo, give me Russian beer, let's go. But let us know, why do you drink? And how do you think we can curb this issue of fake alcohol?
Morning, Kaya family. Yo, I can not already fake alcohol. Unali fake alcohol. Salke no is a 10 beer over the weekend. Not today, kisabayo.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, Vuma. There is a lot of fake alcohol in clubs too. We actually found a fake cider beverage at one of the clubs in Pretoria, and we complained about it. And they told us to call the people on the beverage number. They say phone, say bachela, basipa an e original or whatever. What is that? Fake asazge with basipa original or what? But they gave us a 6-pack after we called the bottle. So we always complain when we're there, like, your drinks are not original. So I believe that, really. Our drinks are not original. And there's been clips going out on social media, people saying or showing cops also raiding houses. Gunama Hennessy, Gunama Gini. Like, I believe that.
But it's in there was not very simple, straight. It's very simple, just straight. You don't have to deal with this.
Trust you to say that.
I think it's very important also to consider the socio-economic issues. For example, I was born in the Free State, grew up there. Back in my hometown, they'll tell you, I'm all over Kisan Bombia feet, but we're going to go and buy it because it's cheaper, right? So there's also that economic aspect that comes into play. It's really sad, but yeah, what can we say?
Yeah, well, look, we're taking the voice notes, taking your call
086-00959.
COVID taught us you can consume just about any alcohol. Previously, maybe it's put on my label, but after COVID, we discovered good. As they put it nicely. So, right now, and I might stop chasing labels. I just drink what is on special.
Oh, Suganin.
Sizwe, yo, was a secret abant. Uyazazi colot. Zizo went to go to Utabang, Mara Awas Utabanganjo, so you need to think and have that someone to help you in Jubuti as in Ukohogang line. And there was music about it to Agang line. Yo, Sizwe Shem, as in Aspuzeluk down. Suppose Angie with the Sibem Nine, Sibem Nines in his sword in Gosiam, Sibem Nines, Sibem Nines in Jim.
We listen, we don't judge. It's your choice of not to drink. It's our choice to drink. But I would just put a fake alcohol. I'm telling you, Sunday, it was my birthday. We went somewhere. Then my friend bought us ama shooters. Ow. We are here, he shoot them for. Fanele mawi shooter, it shooter nayo. It shooter to Mpimbe and I, but that one, it was big, big ngati spuza manzi. See, this haya na se, eh, pass, sababuza sa taibo. Pela se haya zi shoot, it shooter, it shoot straight to the Mpimbo, but this one, it was not. It was fake.
I mean, what happened besides the fake alcohol, just the fake everything that you're consuming of recent and of nowadays? What happened to the South African Bureau of Standards? Because mina ngikhulekule era lapho bekuhlali advertise ukuthi mayingana le stamp place akusiyo into ethengwayo, which was very rare back then. Ngisazibuza nanamhlanje, actually what happened?
Somebody's asking, is it 30% or 80% of the alcohol that's fake? It's 18%. Hey, Tapelo, in Centurion.
Sure, how's it?
It's a grain, babuena.
I'm all right, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I just wanted to share like a little bit of info on what you guys are discussing. So there's I'm an Uber driver. So there's a lady that I once transported in Cosmos City. So that lady was going to fetch 20 liters of alcohol, which they use to produce like your Gordons or Hennessy. So they have apparently they have like a whole operation where they have like a group of people selling stickers, group of people mixing the alcohols to produce those. And the distributors, so they distribute to townships like Alex, like Cosmos City and Tembisa. So each township would have their own kingpins. That's what she calls them. So like so they have like their own territories. So yeah, so basically she was just saying like it's a way of them making money. I mean like they make a lot of money through this. And there's so obviously there would be like some squabbles if you're trying to sell into their own townships. So apparently one of her boyfriends was killed on that. So yeah, it was a very interesting one to hear. It was my first time actually knowing that they do that.
Thank you very much for that, Tapelo. That's Tapelo in Centurion, and as you can hear, it's organized, this thing. There are different territories, kingpins, pushers, peddlers, everything, and of course manufacturers.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.